here's the exercise that I'm going to ask you to do, okay? Because, this is what has the biggest chance of working, all right?
Okay.
You put that recorder, you probably heard it, but I'm going to talk you through it anyway, okay? You put that recorder in your right hand, and you press record, and you let her talk about her fears, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm afraid that I'm not really up to living on my own. I don't know that I can make it financially. Now I don't have a place to live. I'm afraid of going back to Germany. I'm afraid of my relationship with my mother. I'm afraid. Let her talk. Let her say whatever is going on for her. Now, this isn't any criticism or self-hate, okay? If any of that starts coming in, you just turn it off. This is really her talking about her life and all that she's afraid of right now. Then you, when she finishes talking, you turn off the recorder, and you put it in your other hand, and, you sit there for a minute, and then turn it on and listen to what she has to say. Really listen to her talk about her level of fear and everything that's going on with her, okay? And then when that's over, you turn it off, you sit there for a minute, and you let it begin to arise in you what you would wish for her, what you would like her to know, how you would, if she were your sister, your best friend, your whomever, and she's feeling all of that fear and anxiety and dread, what would you want her to know? What would you want to, and then you turn that recorder on and you tell her all of the things that you would wish for her, that you're willing to do for her, perhaps that you will be there for her, whatever it is that, that you would want her to know, you record that, okay? And then that's the recording that you listen to all the time. Not the first one, not her talking, but the one of you letting her know what you wish for her and what you're willing to do for her and how you're willing to be there for her and all of those kinds of messages. And then when more of those messages occur to you, record those, add to the recordings until she's able to live in that conversation instead of the awful conversation of everything that's wrong, everything that's been wrong, everything that's going to be wrong, and how awful it's all going to be. Okay? We've got to shut that conversation down and get her living in a conversation of reassurance and comfort and compassion and kindness.